There are leadership rumblings in Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party, with disgruntled members complaining the party no longer represents their interests. One Nation's annual general meeting is being held in Brisbane this morning after a difficult year for the right-wing party. Unhappy members say Senator Hanson should be replaced as their lifelong president, worried she's no longer able to run the party and sit in Parliament. Isabel Rowe reports.
As she heads to Brisbane's Convention Centre for her annual party meeting this morning, Pauline Hanson could be walking into a coup.
The management of the party is continually letting us down.
Stalwart One Nation member Jim Savage is one of many who say they no longer want Senator Hanson as the party's president.
I don't think any party can thrive and prosper when it's subject to the whim of one person.
The ABC understands several disgruntled party members don't want Pauline Hanson to continue in the role. She was installed as president for life under revised party rules last year.
Just as Scott Morrison is not the president of the Liberal Party and Anthony Albanese is not the president of the Labor Party, Pauline should not be, because she's got too much to do. She needs to be in Canberra doing what she does well, is running the political side of the party.
One Nation's leadership team has faced several controversies of late. Earlier this year, Senator Hanson's chief of staff, James Ashby, was covertly filmed soliciting funds and tactics from the US gun lobby, the National Rifle Association.
One Nation could get $10 million. Yep. You'd pick up eight Senate seats.
Yeah. In the same trip, the party's former Queensland leader, Steve Dixon, was filmed at a strip club before being called out by Pauline Hanson and resigning. Jim Savage will also use today's meeting to call for the removal of James Ashby.
Steve Dixon and James Ashby have done nothing but bring embarrassment to the party.
Others are concerned about the cost of today's meeting. A One Nation event page says members must pay $150 to attend. Queensland mechanic and former One Nation member Sandy Turner quit the party over concerns about voting rights, but this week launched an online fundraising page for members who wanted to vote but couldn't afford the entry fee.
An AGM is for all members to attend. Now, not all members are in the same financial situation. Some are really doing it hard, okay? To put an impost on people of $150 a head or $100 for pensioners is wrong.
The ABC has seen a copy of the original website invitation, which called today's event an annual general meeting, but the wording now refers to it as a national conference. The ABC has contacted One Nation for a response but received no reply. Political commentator Paul Williams says despite the party's leadership woes, voters don't appear concerned.
It doesn't seem to have impacted their primary vote too much.
But he is concerned that One Nation is charging members to attend and vote on party matters. Jim Savage will be there and says he wants to see the party thrive under new leadership.
This is not the One Nation that I spent 20 years fighting for.
One Nation Party member Jim Savage ending Isabel Rowe's report, with additional reporting from Anna Hartley.